The sounds of the following spelling alphabet words transmit well, even in poor communication conditions. Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie.
Welcome to Alpha Bravo Charlie. My name is Jason. As always, I am with my buddy from Canada, the Great White North. That sounds kind of racist. We probably shouldn't call it the Great White North ever. Kevin, how are you?
Now, Jason, this is a new recording day. We're now recording. For listeners, keep track at home. We're now recording, what day is it? December 12th in the year 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Jason, you're about to become a dad. Literally any second now.
Any second. Like, my wife could literally pop open and have an alien come out of her any second. Like, while we're recording this, we if she goes into labor during recording this, we should keep recording via phones as the birth is happening. That way we can...
I was going to say, if it wouldn't end up with your machine just recording till next time you come home, which would be, like, days from now, I would say it's just, like, leave, and I'll just finish the episode, and I'll, like, give commentary. Like, folks, Jason's leaving the house. This is it. This is it. And then I'll finish up talking about hoodoo voodoo or whatever episode we're on. But
it's weird to think that in a matter of days, my wife will have a human being come out of her vagina, and I'm going to love something more than I've ever loved anything in my life. And my I don't want to say my life is over, because my life's not over. But my life as I know is completely going to be... I don't have the same freedom as I have.
And it'll have a different purpose. Like, right now, you do things for you and your wife. Now you got to, like... You got to, like, provide for a child, right? You can't just, like... drop everything and do whatever the hell you want. You got like a baby. Now on the flip side of it is, now Alpha Bravo Charlie, the Alpha Bravo Charlie empire, is secure for another 80 to 100 years, because once you die, she'll inherit the half of the rights to Alpha Bravo Charlie.
Well, I think we decided we're going to do Dinosaur Jr. after this, didn't we? So we're going to.
So I don't know Dinosaur Jr. nearly as well as Wilco. So it'd be like, yeah, this guitar solo is really good, and that'd be pretty much it.
Yeah,
which there isn't that different than the Wilco commentary sometimes, but yes, yeah, she could hold the mantle and do, you know. Will Dinosaur Jr. still be a band in 60 years from now after we're gone? Probably not, because I think Jay Mascis is older than we are, and Lou Barlow, I think, is...
They can't be that old. They're no older than Jeff Tweedy.
They're older than us, and we're not going to... Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're not going to outlive us. We're going to outlive them.
Ladies and gentlemen, today we are covering Hell is Chrome off the album A Ghost is Born. Great, great, great song, but it's not... It's a weird one for me. I would say it is top tier Wilco, but it's not one that, like, I never skip. Sometimes I will skip this song if it comes up in my Wilco mix, you know? It's real low key, and sometimes I'm in the mood for you guys know me by now. We're 50 something episodes in. I like the rockers. I like the rocker songs a lot, and I like the weird songs a lot. Not that this one is neither. It's a down tempo song. It's more of a Kevin song. I think that's a fair and a description of the song. Wouldn't you say, Kevin?
Yeah, I love the song. I was about to say that I think, because we just did Heavy Metal Drummer, now we're doing Hell is Chrome. This might be the best two episode sequence we've done in terms of song quality, since we started this thing.
What do you mean by that? Just because they're two very different
songs in a row that are both, like, top 20 Wilco songs. I don't know, like, the best two songs in a row we've done. Usually it's like one great one and then, like, a Mermaid Ave Volume 3 song or an instrumental from the Wilco book, which we have next episode. But this is the best two songs sequentially, alphabetically, we have done so far.
Funny thing about this song is, for a good little while after A Ghost is Born came out, I thought the lyrics to this song were, and you're going to laugh at me, and this was back in 2004, 2005. I learned right around the time.
The lyrics were about the day Sunday?
No. No. I thought the lyrics for this song went... Chrome with me, and I always sat there going, what does chrome with me even mean? But he's saying He's saying, come with me. I all it took was me reading the actual lyrics instead of just listening. But I thought he was saying, chrome with me. And I was like, what does that even mean, chrome with
me? I would have loved if you still thought that just after that. What was it? Forget the Flowers, after that episode. Classic Alpha Bravo Charlie episode. And then if you came into this one and you still thought it was chrome with me.
Yeah. What is that? That 16 years later? Yeah. Still have it wrong? Never investigated what it means, even though I was so curious about what it means.
Yeah, and that's pretty funny. But no, I believe that the only time he says chrome is when he's describing the color of said devil.
You just want to jump into this song, Kevin, or do you have any more thoughts before we do that?
No, I'm ready to jump in. I have some factoids and whatnot we can sprinkle either as we're talking around afterwards.
I just remind everybody, as always, while we have you captive here, before we get to the meat of the episode, please go to your podcatcher, leave us a rating and review. It helps the show grow, which is the best way to support the show if you don't want to do so monetarily, by visiting ABC Wilco and seeing all of our links that you can go check stuff out on. Yeah, that's all I'd say with that.
This is not a down-tempo song, in my opinion.
Well, it slows down. This part is not down-tempo.
It has a breakdown, yeah.
It has... No, right here, it's not a breakdown. It's the song from here. We're from here in a second. There.
But it gets rocking again. It's dynamics. That's great.
Yeah, it's a great song. I'd give it a 9 out of 10.
Chest voices also.
Beautiful.
Like it's almost a whisper. It's great.
This is kind of like I always feel like this part is like a... I'm not a churchy person, so I... But, you know, a movement... I don't even know what I'm trying to describe it as.
I have no idea what
vocabulary.
But I'm sure you had a point in there somewhere. I love this is a great example of the Ghost of Born, of course. Jay Bennett has left the band. Nels Klein and Pat Sansom have not joined the band, so all the lead guitar falls on Jeff. And his lead guitar work in this album, on this song, is phenomenal.
You know what? In researching this episode, so I was listening to this song, and I was like, you know, that's a really cool solo, but Nels wasn't in here during this time. What does Nels do live? And I was trying to think. It's been over a year now since I've seen Wilco live. And I was like, what does Nels do during this song? And I can't remember. So I went to Kicking Televisions and checked it out. And Nels does it exactly like... So even Nels is like, no, Jeff, this simple solo you do...
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. He doesn't even feel the need to improve it.
Broken dial guitar. Almost Neil Young-esque in think mid-70s. A little more abstract though. And just the musical movement in the song.
Yeah.
Like this instrumental bit here, take us to the next section, is phenomenal.
This song is composed like a son of a bitch. Don't get me wrong. Yeah, I'm not... When I say...
Composed by Jeff Tweedy and Michael Jorgensen.
And Michael Jorgensen's name is first on that list. So...
Maybe with the music Mike wrote and Jeff did the lyrics. Yeah, you're right. It is Michael plus Jeff. So maybe it started from an idea from Michael. I don't know. I don't know how much stock to put in, how they decide to order that, but that is interesting because usually I feel like it's Jeff Tweedy plus...
Yeah, I think the way you list credits for songs is whoever had the...
Here we go.
Yeah.
A little bit of synthesizer there, maybe, or something on the pedal. An effect there, yeah.
It's like seven notes, and it's It just goes to show the craftsmanship that Wilco has in their songs. They're like, okay, we know when to go crazy with it, and when to pull back and just do what's tasteful for the song. Now, a part of that is Jeff isn't exactly a lead guitarist, but it just goes to show he knows what he's doing with what he wants to convey in the song and how he knows his own abilities, you know?
great. I would say Jeff, especially from the Ghost of Born era onwards, is a very good guitarist. Go listen to it. At least that's what she said. Like I think he became a great guitarist in this period, especially a lead guitarist. That guitar solo is, you're right, it's seven notes or something like that, and it is all that song needs. You can feel the pain Jeff is in, or the, whoever the protagonist of the song is in that guitar solo.
Chrome with me.
Chrome with me. Let's sing it.
Chrome with me.
Sorry, folks, I had to shut my door if you heard that.
That lazy guitar in the background, just I think that at the end there, that makes the song a little bit, you know, like, well, I keep saying everything makes the song, but it's true. It's like every little piece of the song is what makes the song so great. Wilco has all these textures when they write songs, and they know when to pull back, when to make it big, when to make it small. Wilco's just, we're doing a podcast about Wilco because we love Wilco, so obviously we're not going to have anything bad to say about Wilco. But yeah, that's a magnificent song.
Agreed. Can we discuss lyrically? Now, I'm going to make an assumption. I've never really heard Jeff talk about what these lyrics are about. But to me, it's pretty clear that it's about drugs. That the devil is drugs. And come with me, come into the addiction. I felt no fear. I felt no fear. He's in his, of course, this is, I would assume, probably the worst period Jeff ever went through for that sort of stuff, because it was followed by Jeff checking into rehab. And I know in his autobiography, Jeff talks about how he doesn't know or remember writing what a lot of the A Ghost Is Born songs are about, but when he listens to them now, he hears it as kind of like a goodbye, especially like Hummingbird. It's sort of a goodbye to friends, because he thought he was going to die, which is heartbreaking.
I always heard that he wrote a lot of the songs in A Ghost Is Born as kind of like a goodbye letter to his wife and kids.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying is and that's just heartbreaking. But to me, this is kind of maybe him trying to describe what he was going through is falling into drug addiction. So the devil is I don't know what kind of drugs are chrome, but
That's what I was going to ask you, man. Like, okay, so I'm not a big drug guy. I'm a beer guy. I like a little bit of pot here and there.
Whoa.
I've never been. You know how they say like beer and marijuana are gateways to other. That's never been an issue for me. I found what I liked early on, and that's. Those are my libations. Those are my vices, and I stick with those. So what does the devil's not red. He's chrome. I don't understand that analogy. What kind of drug and has to do with chrome? Is that like a syringe thing? Is like a needle? I don't know what kind of drugs Jeff took, actually.
Yeah, I think especially at this period, it seems like I'd have to reread his autobiography, but it sounds like it was mostly pills. So I would maybe the baggie to come in. I don't know. I like you. I don't even drink beer anymore. And I've always, drugs always scared me. So I don't quite know.
Nerd. Don't even drink beer.
I know. I am a nerd.
Come on. So if anybody knows the answer to that, I would love to know the answer to, because I don't know much about drugs. I don't have, I guess I have the internet, but that's the only resource I have to find things out about drugs. I don't even have friends who do like hardcore drugs that I know of. I'd love to know that, if any of the listeners out there do know the answer to that.
Or yeah, where chrome, maybe it's something, maybe we're totally off base. Maybe the song's about totally else. Other things that are interesting about the songs, we talked about this, it feels like a few episodes ago, but time has lost all meaning, about how John Stewart does some guitar work on A Ghost Is Born. On this song, John plays electric guitar. Jeff is credited with electric lead guitar, so I'm assuming the rhythm is John and backing vocals. Now,
so he's probably that lazy, chunky guitar I was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The chunk, the... I should have pointed out as we were talking about it, but or as we were listening to it. But yeah, if you hear the chunky kind of rhythm guitars, that's John. And Jim O'Rourke, who was the Wilco's friend and producer in this period, is on the bass. So I thought it was just, I still find it super interesting. If I ever meet John, I would love to just ask him, like, hey, how come you did so much guitar work and other instrumentation? Because I think he plays some keys here and there as well on A Ghost Is Born. But probably worked out because, of course, they expanded the lineup for Wilco. And then Jeff checked himself into rehab. And John kept the band going in Jeff's absence, which would have been, you know, after these recording sessions. So John, there's a period there where they were trying to rehearse and get this band with, you know, two new members, plus Mike, who was still relatively new, and get all these guys familiar with this material. So as soon as Jeff came out of rehab, they can start touring and promoting this album that they just recorded.
Can you clarify that though? What do you mean? Like, he kept the band going? Like,
did they tour without Jeff? Rehearsed. Yeah, no, they didn't. They didn't do anything publicly without Jeff.
Okay,
they just rehearsed and practiced and got and John because John had been there since day one. John was in Uncle Tupelo. People forget. He got the band rehearsed with the band, and so in those sessions, which, you know, I doubt there's. I don't think they never released anything if they were even recording, which they probably weren't recording. So they were like rehearsals. But this was a period of time that I don't know how long you go to rehab for, but it's not a weekend, right?
I don't know.
John kept the band going. Was he playing guitar in those sessions? Was he playing bass? But he clearly has a good familiarity with the arrangements if he's, you know, teaching the, you know, Nels Klein and Pat Sansone and getting the whole band familiar with this new material and all their old material that the new members need to know. And he's playing, and what instrument is he playing? But probably worked out well that he did, you know, up his game on A Ghost Is Born in terms of instruments he's playing. He's not just the bass player. He is kind of multi-instrumentalist on this album, which the band needed after Jay Bennett left.
So, okay, clear up a timeline for me, Kevin, Mr. the Wilco scholar. Nels Klein joined the band when? Because
Nels
this came out in 2004.
And Pat joined the band at the same time, I believe. And it would have been 2004 before Jeff went into rehab, like just before Jeff went into rehab is my understanding of it. Jeff went into rehab, came out, and then they toured for A Ghost Is Born.
Yeah, so, let me just look up when A Ghost Is Born was recorded.
A Ghost Is Born was recorded between like 2002 to 2003. Came out in 2004.
November 2003 through March 2004. Yeah, in Manhattan.
And then Nels and Pat joined at the same time or really close to each other. And then they toured for the album as the modern lineup. And that's where the album Kicking Television comes from. Because that's
2005.
That's the new lineup's kind of first recording.
Cool. Do you have anything else you want to add to the song? Or do you want to put a pin in this one?
No, I think that I'm just looking through my notes because I'm notorious for writing notes and then forgetting to talk about them in the episode.
Kevin is known for writing notes, guys.
I'm known for forgetting to talk about the notes that I write. I think that's everything I had to say about the song. I think it is a wonderful song. I think I talked about this a few on Handshake Drugs that, you know, people were dismissive of A Ghost Is Born when it came out, which I don't understand because it has songs that are this good. If it has songs this good, it is a great record.
Yeah, great record.
That's all I'm going to.
Actually, later in this recording session, as everybody knows, we do these in batches. I have some fun news for Kevin and one of our listeners, speaking of great records. But we'll get to that in a later episode. So if you're listening, keep listening.
A tease.
I'm sorry?
I said, ooh, a tease.
A tease. If you want to find Kevin on Instagram, go to @KevinVinyl. If you want to find me on Instagram, go to @HessIsBest. Go to ABC Wilco for all of our links. There's a bunch of ways to support the show on there, but the best and cheapest, and actually it's free, way to support the show is by leaving a rating and review on your podcatcher. It really helps us out. The numbers of people that we have listening to the show, and the numbers of ratings and reviews that we have on Apple Podcast. There's a very wide discrepancy in between those two numbers. Let's try to bring those numbers closer together, folks. If we can beat Donald Trump, we can beat the ratings on Apple Music. There's no reason we should have so many people listening to the show and so few reviews.
Very equal causes.
Yeah, two very, very equal causes. Until next time, just remember, every little thing is going to tear you apart.